Okay, we're on 28A2. Kol Kasamun Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So we said Rabbi Yehuda had two courtyards, one inside the other. The inside's chayav is kaveya, the outside's not. Rabun bar chia ba kumni Reb Zeira. He wanted to say ma ba Rabbi Yehuda lahoysa al dimi Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Yilchara. He's saying the same thing as Rabbi Kiva, his Rebbe. Rabbi Kiva said that if you have two doors. You have two people living in the same place, rather, and they control the doors, so the doors are, so to speak, out of control. That's when it's not kaveya. If the door is in control, then it is kaveya. So that's the same thing. Rabbi Huda's example of the chotzel of the mechotzer, it's just another example of people controlling the door. So Amaloi, loy klum, you're right. He doesn't add anything. It's exactly the same thing. Nothing's been added. Okay? It says here to look in variant B. So I looked in variant B, and I also looked at the Gemara before on 14B. Now, if you recall, the Gemara on 14B was a discussion of the chanus. And if somebody brought tefuah to the store, so Rabbi Huda said, if the store owner takes the food and turns his face away from the street so that he's eating privately, that's when it's kaveya. And that's the same thing. Rav Chanina said the same thing. Rav Nechemia said the same thing. The Gemara says Rav Yehuda, Rav Nechemia, Om Dover Echad, because Rav Nechemia also said that the only time it's kaveya is if it's a chotzer, which is a place which you can eat in privately. And was that in our Mishnah? Do we have it? Just to go back and take a look and see is he there. Yeah, it's in our Mishnah on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. That's where Nechemia actually is quoted. Rav Nechemia Omer, Kol Shein on Boish Miloi Chol Musay Chachayamas. It's in there. So the Gemara says over there, Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Nechemia Omer Dover Echad. And our Gemara is saying, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Kiva Omer Dover Echad. So which is it? Is he like Rabbi Kiva? Is he like Rav Nechemia? So there's two approaches here. One is that Rabbi Yehuda held both. You had to have both Rabbi Kiva Shita and Rav Nechemia Shita. We'll just leave it at that. Okay. Amar Blazar. The only reason I mention is because it makes the Gemara a little more consumable. It's very rare that you're going to see the Gemara says, what's he coming to Mechadesh? And the answer is nothing. You know, like, what?
Why didn't he just say another Raya?
So, according to this Mahalach, there's nothing added in terms of Rabbi Kiva per se. But as far as Rabbi Yehuda's personal shita is concerned, there's a lot added. Because what we're saying now is that Rabbi Yehuda, based on the Gemara earlier, he held from Rabbi Nechemia and he held from Rabbi Kiva. So it's interesting. Another approach just to looking at this is you can make a kasha out of it. What do you mean? How do you know that he's going the shita Rabbi Kiva altogether? Maybe he's going only like Rabbi Nechemia, and the whole reason for the Chatzap Nimas is because they're more private. I don't know. These are, it's two different sources, Rabbi Yehuda. One Rabbi Yehuda is the Rabbi Yehuda by the Chanus. This Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda of the Tushnei Chatzeres of the Mizu. So they are different cases. So it's something to think about. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Legamu Vutsalavir Chatzar Himas Isa. So when it says that a rooftop is not Kaveya, so that's even talking about a rooftop that is completely surrounded by a chatzar. It's not on the edge of a chatzar where you can walk and climb up via a ladder, like I mentioned to you when we were learning the Mishnah. That's what I thought. I thought it meant you climbing up a ladder, to get to the roof. No, the whole roof is surrounded by chatzar. The only way to get to this roof is to go through the chatzar. So now the question becomes, your question you asked yesterday, it became kavua as soon as you went through the chatzar. So what's going on over here? So Mara says tiftar. So we had a machlaikas. Remember Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi. Remember the machlaikas. We just refresh your memories. If someone walks through a chatzar on his way to the Gog, and it is something which was nigmar malachta already. So even though his target goal is to go to a place which is not kaveya, Rabbi held nevertheless, as soon as you walk into the chatzar, it's kaveya. Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda disagreed. He held, no, since your goal is not to get to the chatzar, but to get to the roof, and a roof is not considered part of the bayis, therefore it's not kaveya. Right? That was the machlokas. So the Gemara is going to work out the answer to this question according to both shitas. So nicha makes sense according to, right, tiftar according to Rabbi Yehuda, it works out very easily. Because since he was going through the chatzar to get to the roof, so the chatzar is not kaveya, because that's not his end goal. Ikarebi, and if, even if you hold like Rebbe, who holds what? That the chatzar is kaveya, I have an answer according to his shita. What's the shita? What's the answer? His intention was to put it up on the roof to dry out. Hence, when you walk through the chatzar, was it a davar shalom nigmar malachto or nigmar malachto?
No.
Lo nigmar malachto. And if it's lo nigmar malachto, then Rebbe would also agree that the chatzar is not kaveya. The only time he said it's kaveya is if you walk through with something which is nigmar malachto. So therefore, you get a pass. You're passing through the chatzar with something which is lo nigmar malachto because you have in mind to put it up on the roof to dry out. But guess what?
Even though he changes his mind.
He changes his mind that once he's up on the roof. By that time, he's already out of the chatzar. You don't go to Matfreya. It's a great answer. And that'll be the answer, or even according to Rebbe. Great answer, right? Okay. Now, what kind of roof are we talking about? The Gemara says, I'm Rabbavin, who shall you begun? What?
Flat.
Flat roof? How big does it have to be? The Gemara says, it has to be Arba al Arba. Remember the rule. When the Gemara says Arba, Lashon Nekeva, Arba is Nekeva, yeah? And Arba'a is Zohar. Yes? This is basic. Yeah. This is basic dictum, my friends. So Arba is Arba Amot. Whenever it says Arba, it's Amot. Amos. Mm-hmm. Amos. Whatever you're from. So it's 4 amos. So it has to be, let's go the Chumra, let's go the best sheet does 2 feet. So it'll be 8 feet by 8 feet, 64 square feet. Those of you know, 8 times 8 is 64. I don't know if you knew that. But anyway, so that's how big the roof has to be in order to be kaveya. If it's less than that, then it's not poshav to be considered something that's kaveya. Okay? Mm-hmm. 1 second. What's the rule? Just 1 second. 1 second. Right, I have to say this right. I just realized I have to get this right. The Gemara is trying to say here, I didn't cop, but it's something simple that I didn't realize. The Gemara is saying there's a minimum shear for the roof to be Arba or Arba in order for it not to be Kaveya. Right? That's what we're saying. We're saying when it gets to the roof, it's not Kaveya. The roof is possibly an extension of the Chatzar. It could be bottled to the Chatzar. The answer is it's mokum choshev b'fnei atzmo, and it's not tofel to the chatzar. The only time it's a mokum choshev b'fnei atzmo, if it's arba amos. I didn't cop that. That's a very important point. Okay, so in this respect, it's analogous to the house, right? Maha bayis eno tevel atchei arba al arba, and afgag eno poter atchei arba arba. The same thing for the house to be kaveya, it's only considered a makam dira if it's 4 by 4 amos.
Sukkah has that same
requirement. Does the sukkah have that requirement? It's how big a sukkah has to be. So let's see. Let's wait a minute. So it could be Shiva Tvachim, right? Shiva Tvachim. Okay, that's Dira Srucha. The question is whether you hold Dira Srucha. Is good. Yeah, okay. Tony, here we have another brisa that expands on all the halachas of a makum kavua. So by a shein badal lamas adal lamas patam on a mezuzah. You don't have to put a mezuzah. So A, you have to have 64 square feet to be chayv a mezuzah. B, min hamayka. If your house is smaller than that shear, then even if you have a roof,
the mezuzah on the house.
On the house. I'm talking about the house.
On the house.
By a shein barabamas, right? When we have mica, you don't have to put a mic up if you have a walk-on roof, right? People might fall off anyway, and it's a little funny thing, no? Let's see.
I guess people don't go up on it if it's less than 4x4.
Maybe. He brings in the brackets here in 23. So
advice. It's
an important note to be aware of that whenever the Gemara says dala dal dala, this is all over the place. This is by Hotzah and Shabbos. It's all over this place, this question. And that is that when it says 4x4, is it a square? Let's suppose it's not 4x4 square, but it's 8x3, right? What did I say? I said 8x2, 16, right? So you have 16 square. So is that a house? So he brings over here some machlokas, I think. The Rush holds that's not called a house. It has to be square. Rambam holds in Hilchos Mezuzah that it is called a house. So this is very important for walk-in closets. No. Let's not mix up. 8x8. I was going with feet. Right. Let's forget about that. Let's use amas. 4x4 is 16 square amas, and 8x2 is 16 square amas. So this is very important for a walk-in closet, because most walk-in closets will be narrow, but they won't be wide. So they might have dalad, total square feet. Is the closet chayav for mezuzah or not? It's a machlokes rishonim. And you're going to have to put the mezuzah up, l'chumra, because it's the raisa, or maybe it's not the raisa. But you're going to put it up without a bracha. That would be my psak, if you were to ask me. But I'm not a place, but it just sounds to me like that would be the psak, if I had to guess. Yeah. So that's an important thing. Okay, well, let's keep going.
He says,
yes.
If it's not beisecha, you still have the law, but he's concentrating on the bias.
Hold on a second. So there shouldn't be a lois asay either.
Because
it says beisecha, it says bias.
But he says that is sakana. Sakana is it's even if it's not. That's what he quoted in the name of Rambam, Minchas Chinuch, Tvar Avram.
Really?
Yep.
What is he saying? I'm not following.
If the roof is less than 8x8.
Guys, online, you hear what Dov just said? He's saying a very big kiddush. He's saying that even though we just said that a bias which is not dal al dal is not chayv in Micah, but he says there's still a loisasei loisos and tamim b'visecho, and that you would still have to put up a Micah. This is unbelievable. I don't understand. What does he do with the Gemara?
What?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear this. Speak it. So one more time, Chaim? Hold on, guys. Hold on one second, please. Go ahead, Chaim.
The Gemara can be saying what it's saying, but you can still have Elisa say two different things. They're separate.
What you're saying? Gemara saying no essay of Sisa Michael Lagagecha, but there is a lois essay of loisosim davim beisecha. That's what you're saying.
That's what he said.
We're saying that it's not a bias if it's not dalal dal, and that's where the lois essay is dafka where it does say the word bias. I don't understand.
I think I agree with you.
It's very difficult to hear this. I don't know. Okay, but I understand the problem. The problem is obvious. I mean, if it's a sakona, it's a sakona. People are going up there. They're going to fall off probably more readily if it's a smaller space than if it's a larger space. So that stuff doesn't make sense, right? Okay. I would say, lula de mistafino, to get out of this problem, if I wouldn't learn the way that, I don't know who the footnote is from. Does he have a name associated with it? Lightweights, you know. Never mind. I won't even say what I was going to say. Okay, umino erev. It's potter from erev. That means that if erev chatzeres, everybody has to contribute, right? But if you don't have a, if you only have a place which is less than dollar al dollar, then you don't have to contribute. In a toivel of maestros, here's we have, this is the main reason we're quoting this, is because it says beferish in the brisa that if it's not dollar al dollar, it's not going to be kaveya for maestros. The ein oisin, what's the next thing? You know, oisin is a kibul ear. This everybody knows the Mishnah in Ervin. I'm sure you learned Ervin. It says over there, if you have 2,000 amos outside the city, but the, that's measured from the border of the city, the 2,000 amos, right? Where does the border of the city end? So the rule is, as long as there is a house within 70 and 2/3 amos within next to each other. And so if you have, if you have one house 50 amos, another house another 50 amos, another house another 50 amos, the edge of the city goes all the way out to that house, the outside house, and that's from the point from which you measure your 2,000 amos. If that house is less than dalad al dalad, it doesn't count. You're not going to use that as an extension. Okay, that's what this means. And also, you say chibur lo yir. And then also, if a person makes a neder, hanoidim ravayis is motaleshabo. I say, I asser all houses on myself. I could dwell in this little, you know, instead of 8 by 8 feet, it could be 8 by 6 feet. I could dwell in an 8 by 6 foot cell. All right? How big is an average size cell?
Who's the last person I've been in?
Who's been in a prison lately? Anybody know? No, nobody knows. Okay. Now we're on Kof Kassam and Beis. More halachas. This is a Gemara Bava Basra. Everybody knows this Gemara. Do you know the Gemara Bava Basra? What's considered a chatzar sheyesh bo dim chaluka? Everybody remembers from Ashutvim? It has to be 8 amos wide so that you have enough to be mechalik, so that each shutuf after the chaluka, each shutuf will get 4 amos. Right? Remember that rule? If it's a chatzar which is less than 8 amos, then you can't be kofi each other to split the, we have to remain shutuf against my will, right? Now, there's a rule there. And if I have a doorway, not only do I get 4 amos of the chotzer, I also get an additional 4 amos for the doorway, because I have to be able to unload and load in front of that door into my house. So you get another dal amos for that door. So no matter how wide the door is, it's 4 amos for the width of whatever the width of the door is. Okay? So that's that's one way of learning the Gemara. That we're learning, that we're saying that if it's not dalad, if the inside of that house is not dalad al dalad, you won't get the extra dalad amos for the door. Interesting thing to throw in here. Yeah. Rash Sirlo, I was looking around, just looking at the Mefarshim over here. He says an interesting shot. He says that if someone is on their deathbed and they're giving out to the children, the chalukah, you want to see it? I think it's where it is. No, maybe that's not there. Maybe it's somewhere else. One second. That's the same motion, sorry. Same motion, top line of the same motion. V'ainoisin le'dal amas l'teim pisalai k'gum b'cholik n'chasam al-piv. V'nosin le'echad b'mono b'ayis im shnei p'sochim u'le'echad im pesach echad. He's giving out property to his children. And one child, he's giving a house with 2 doors. Another child, he's giving a house with 1 door. The kaim alon, shenoisin l'chol pesach u'pesach dal amas keneg n'chelik b'chotzer, they each get keneged, each door, 4 amas in the chotzer as well. V'hashar cholkim v'shav, and the rest of the chotzer, you divide up evenly. Why is cotton zeh, if you have a small house that's so small, that's 9 dal amas, so then he won't get 4 amas for his door. So he kind of like, he makes this a completely different kind of halacha, this being measured. Very interesting job. Okay. Vein Tomas Liyavel, this is the rule that walled cities, if you sell them and you don't redeem them within a year, they become Nimka Litzmisos, right? That's the rule?
Yeah.
And if it's not, what's the name? It's not dollar al dollar, then you don't have this rule. Ainim atam ben goyim. There's no din of tsaras abayis because it's not abayis. Ainim balam chazin lo miyarkin alchama. If you want to, if you're me a shabana bayis lo chanachol to say that you could go back from alchama, this does not qualify. It's not big enough. So we had all these different halachas. Great to review. Gans shas over here in this brisa. All kinds of different halachas. But the main thing here is that the one line in the brisa that it's not toivel for maestros. Okay. Next, hatsrifin v'harbogon. The TP. So shemal sheyitbalu lebal harbogon. What about the person that owns it? If you're living in one of these little huts, what is the rule? Is it kaveya for them, or do you even say for the owners? The minman de tarais and more answers. May sefer beis talmud. If you have a house, these are schools. May sefer is where they teach psukim. Beis talmud is where they teach mishnah. And apparently in those days, the rebbe is, I guess maybe it was a side benefit, maybe it was his whole pay. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure what exactly it was, but he got to live in the school. So he actually lived in the school. When I was in Itri for a very short period of time, when I was in Israel in 1976, and in Itri, what's his name again? What's his name?
Elephant?
No, I'm forgetting his name. He's a Grace Eloy. Oh, gosh.
Whatever it is.
He lived in the dormitory. He lived in the yeshiva.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't believe I can't remember his name. I'm sorry. Anyway.
He lived in on a hallway.
He lived in a room in the dormitory. I'm just saying, you know.
Shlomo
or Shmuel? Shlomo. The Shalos Shuvos Evan Shlomo. What? Who wrote that? Shalos Shuvos Evan Shlomo. Does anybody know who wrote that?
Google search.
Oh, my gosh.
I just realized how old you were, though.
Yeah, it does. Really, I'm getting older. Anyway, so the question is, so over here you see the base sefer base Talmud, toivel ma sefer v'la mishnah, so it's going to make a tevel for the teacher, the teachers who occupy them, avolol acherim, but not to the other people, because there are other people who are like guests. So you see that although a schoolhouse is not a typical home, it establishes a kvius for people who occupy it regularly. So in the same way here, we want to say the same thing. That for the teepee, the what? The Ado Omar, Hein Toivel Bala Bragonim, the storage sheds too. If the owner is there, people who reside there regularly, it will create a kvias. Okay. Another thing I was going to talk about, comparison to sukkah. So Rabbi Huda said during the sukkahs that you have to have a kvias, right? The Gemara says, Rabbi Omar, Abba Amis, a valid sukkah can be 4 amas square, even though it doesn't have 4 walls. 14, it says,
right.
It only requires 3 walls, 2 walls with the tafak, right? Reb Shimon Omer, arba defanas, it has to have 4 walls. Even though it doesn't have 4 amas. And 15, it brings down the shita of 7 tefachim. So that's the machlokas right there, the famous machlokas. Is a minimum size sukkah of dalid, that's Rebbe Shita, or Zayin Tvachim, that's Reb Shimon Shita. Reb Yudo Aymer, Arba Amas Ma Arba Defanas. You need both, 4 walls and 4 amas. Okay? So, Chen Hay Reb Yudo Machayim Mezuzah, he held that a sukkah is also Chayim Mezuzah. It's like a regular house. The Stavri Reb Yudo Yodilin Rabbanas, the Gemara says, it's a Mistavra. Rabbi Yehuda will agree to the rabbis, that is to say, Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon, that if a sukkah only has one feature of permanence, that means to say, either it has 4 walls, or it has 4 amas, then it's going to be valid nonetheless, right? 18. When Rabbi Yehuda says that a sukkah has to contain 4 amas square, and have 4 walls, he means lechatchila. But b'diyavad, if one of these things is present, that's good enough. All right. Elain Rabbanon lo yodel Rabbi Yehuda, but the rabbis will not concede. Meaning, if a sukkah has both features of permanence, and it has 4 amas square, and it has 4 walls, then it's obligated in mezuzah. That they won't agree. Because they hold a mezuzah, a sukkah, is by definition a diras arai, and does not require mezuzah under any condition. And it wouldn't be tevel either. Alright? So that's the end of the argamar. We'll just do the Mishnah real quick. Te'ino she'emes v'chotzer, right? So, oichlachas v'potter. Maybe we should save this for tomorrow. You know what, let's say, we'll start this in Mitzvah Shabbos, Mitzvah Shabbos, Halacha Dalet, okay?
What time are we starting?
10 o'clock. Okay, it's called. Tov, everybody. Have a good evening.